Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Ahead of what promises to be a spirited playoff game between the Giants and the Eagles, New Jersey's Attorney General has a message for bar owners. It's okay to ban guns in your bars. Attorney General Matthew Platkin joins us. Good to talk with you, sir. Some recent back and forth court rulings have been a little confusing. So in layman's terms, what is the law in New Jersey?
Well, thanks for having me, Steve. And you're right. There's been some confusion in light of new law and subsequent temporary restraints placed on that law by a court. But the bottom line is if you want in your house or in your bar or restaurant or business that you own, if you want to tell people that they can't carry a firearm into your premises, it is entirely within your rights to do so.
Why did you see the need to put out this message as we head into the playoff game between the Eagles and the Giants in Philly?
Well, as I said, we know there's a fair amount of confusion out there. We had a number of inquiries on this exact question. And we also know that, as you said, Giants and Eagles games tend to be spirited. I say this full disclosure as a Jets fan, but those games tend to be spirited. And we know a lot of people are going to be out at bars and restaurants. And we just wanted the owners of those establishments, as well as all private property owners in the state, to know that if they don't want someone carrying a gun into their property, whether that be a bar or restaurant, or whether that be when a plumber comes to your house, you're allowed to tell people no. And that we felt was an important thing for the public to understand.
Can tavern owners allow guns in if they want? I mean, do they need to post signage one way or the other?
They do you have the right to allow a concealed carry firearms in New Jersey, provided that the individuals have a legally issued concealed carry permit that's still required in New Jersey. But again, they also have the right to say no. And we wanted everybody to understand what their rights were, and then they can make their decisions accordingly.
What's the best thing for tavern owners to do if they want to make it clear that guns are not welcome in their establishment? Should they put up a sign on the front door?
You can put up a sign on the front door and make it clear. And of course, if anybody is having any issues, someone comes onto your property with a firearm and you don't want them there, please call the police and they will respond.
And not to confuse things too much, but is New Jersey's law for guns in bars and taverns different than it might be, say, across the Delaware in Philly?
I'll let the Philadelphia authorities speak for them, but in New Jersey and in most places, the law is pretty clear. You're allowed, as far as private property, you have the right to tell people what they can't carry onto your property. And that's certainly the law here, and we will make sure that's protected.
All right. Fair enough. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin, we appreciate you talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.